This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional lawmakers say they have reached a tentative deal that could avert another federal shutdown, but any deal still must be approved by President Trump. Meanwhile, he has blamed opposition Democrats over proposed immigration policies. While the dispute initially centered on Trump's demand for $5.7 billion to build a wall along part of the U.S.-Mexico border, the negotiations have foundered on a Democratic effort to limit the number of undocumented immigrants apprehended within the United States not at the border, who can actually be detained by U.S. immigration authorities. President Trump says he's reserving judgment on whether real progress has been made by congressional negotiators on border security.
So I don't know what they mean. Progress is being made significant. Now, what did happen is the Democrats were being hit really hard on the concept of releasing criminals into our society. That has not been playing well. So maybe progress has been made, maybe not.
The White House and lawmakers are facing a Friday deadline when funding runs out again for about a quarter of government operations to avert a new closure 3 weeks after a record 35-day shutdown was ended January 25th. U.S.-backed forces are making significant progress against Islamic State fighters in the last sliver of its self-proclaimed caliphate, despite poor weather conditions that have played to the terror group's advantage. The advance by Syrian Democratic Forces against IS in the Syrian town of Baghouz began just days after U.S. President Trump told members of the global coalition to defeat IS that he expected to formally announce the collapse of the caliphate this week. SDF officials claim progress against IS positions in a 4 square kilometer area that extends from Baghouz to the Iraqi border. This is VOA News. Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan said he has not received orders from President Donald Trump to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told reporters before his unannounced stop in Kabul, the United States is not discussing any size troop withdrawal.
I have not been directed to step down our forces in Afghanistan. The direction, and this is in close coordination with Secretary Pompeo and Ambassador Bolton, is to support Ambassador Khalilzad and these peace negotiations.
Last week, during the State of the Union address, President Donald Trump slammed U.S. involvement in prolonged conflicts.
It's VOA's Carla Babb reporting. Russia and China are racing to advance their space-based military capabilities and could soon prevent the United States and its allies from using outer space freely. That's the warning in a new report Monday from the Defense Intelligence Agency. It builds on a series of warnings issued by the defense intelligence communities over the past several years. Unlike many previous assessments, which focused on Russia and Chinese efforts to match or counter U.S. capabilities, the new DIA report suggests both countries are pursuing a far more aggressive agenda. The United States will continue investigating the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this, asserting that America is not covering up for murder. Speaking from the U.S. Embassy in Budapest, Hungary, Pompeo said that Washington will continue to take more action in response to the tragic murder of Khashoggi, despite having missed a February 8th deadline set by Congress to determine who was responsible for the killing inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October. Khashoggi was a Washington Post columnist who wrote critically about the Saudi prince. Freshman Democrats' anti-Israel tweets have her in hot water with the party's leadership. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar should apologize for what she called the freshman congresswoman's use of anti-Semitic tropes and prejudicial accusations. Omar, one of the first Muslim women to serve in Congress, tweeted that members are supporting Israel because they're being paid by pro-Israel lobbyists. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said Omar had failed a test of leadership. Elliot Engel, who chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee, said he found it shocking to hear a congresswoman invoke the trope of Jewish money. Target of Omar's tweets, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, defended its activity as reflective of American values. I'm Warren Levinson.
And there's more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.